guys, thank you so much for joining me. This is Rasati on the mic, and you are on the Night Owl podcast. I'm so excited to have you on here, and I'm really appreciating the fact that you bear with me as I list out some of my insecurities, talk you through some of my thought patterns and theories, and then, of course, give you what I think have been practical implementations in my own life and whether they work or whether they don't, so that you have another perspective to consider as you are going about blazing your own trail in this lifetime. So today I kind of wanted to talk about the fact that there has been a difficulty in my own life that I've always struggled with that I'm finally kind of describing out loud. And I think the first part to any problem-solving technique is to define the problem and then, of course, set about to how to either prevent the problem from happening or to rectify it so it no longer happens ever again. So with that being said, I have a difficult time, usually, with people who have loud insecurities. Now, what I mean by that is the fact that there are people in your life who are very vocal about what they need and what they don't need. They will tell you upfront all the things that they've existed and lived through and survived through, and they're hoping that by letting you know ahead of time that you will adjust your behavior. But part of the point of having a relationship with anybody, even if it is a friendship, is to hold space for them while they manage some of these triggers, and then, of course, make sure that your own needs are met as well. But for me, I've always found it easier to kind of be quiet in that moment and allow them the space that they need to kind of say all that they want. But I also know in the back of my head that if I don't at some point make it a point to voice my own concerns and opinions, that I sometimes will lose that ability. As in, I've set the precedent that I can refrain from speaking up. I can adjust to less of what I'm used to. I am able to give you space and your needs importance enough for you to work through them, and so I don't really feel the need to take up as much space, if you will. So I'm not saying that people, you know, should be loud or quiet. I'm not saying that, you know, there is a certain limit to what you can and can't do. I'm just saying that in my own experience, I've had trouble with this sort of thing. So the more that I go in a relationship, the more time that I spend in a relationship where I haven't actually spoken up, I feel like when I do finally make the choice to speak up and say something, because maybe it's reached a limit that I can no longer tolerate, I often find myself butting heads because the person in question is suddenly asking me, well, why didn't you tell me this before? Or why is this such a problem for you? You've always managed before. Why is it a problem all of a sudden? So it's been a difficulty for me. And as I'm trying to navigate it, I felt the need to kind of voice this idea, mostly because I found that a lot of my clients also navigating the same difficulty. So how do you take up space among people who have loud insecurities? Do you let them know that they're being loud? Do you allow them to, you know, to have the space to adjust and accommodate? Or do you, I don't know, what do you do in those situations? I'll give you an example. I've had a relationship recently where I felt that they were really struggling with their own mental health, and knowing that I was able to accommodate, that I had the space, that that they had already mentioned the fact that they were going to be temporary in my life anyway. They just needed a place to stay. They just needed some time for a little while to be able to kind of, you know, get their feet under them again to find solid ground before they move on to whatever it is that they wanted to do in the first place. I figured, okay, you know what? It's not a big deal. I can give them the space right now. I won't be encumbered by any means because, you know, for the moment, it wasn't all that important. But as time went by and the temporary turned more permanent looking, even though they insist that they are still temporary, I find the need to actually express my thoughts and feelings more often. And even then, I'm met with loud insecurity once again, because now it seems like they feel that I'm putting my insecurities on them rather than letting them know that they are invading my privacy or they are encroaching on my own personal boundaries. And because they are no longer what I consider temporary, I need to make amends before it becomes a problem where I can't, you know, tolerate anything at all, and it becomes a push come to shove situation where they have to leave and I have no choice but to move them out of my space. So with that being said, I feel sometimes that I am too nice. And it's not to say that I don't want to be nice. It's the fact that because I am nice, they are convinced that this is the way things will be going forward, not that it is a temporary situation. Now, I've been in this position before. I've had cousins and siblings of mine who have set the bar so low that they're hoping that you will accommodate, because they've said, oh yes, I'm only going to be here for a little while. I'm only asking you to do this for one time or two times. And then eventually that request becomes more and more frequent, and suddenly you find yourself face to face with the situation that has become more than bearable, and you're forced to kind of say something about it. Now, I know the last few episodes have been dealing with the same situation, but what do you do with people who have that insecurities? Now, I was always told that show me a man who is easily angered and I can show you a man I can manipulate. But I also know with that comes great responsibility, because people are doing the very best that they can with their mental health. They will do what they're allowed to do. And with that being said, also, that means that it's my responsibility to set the standards. I recently came across a post that said something to the effect of, stop being a fake friend. Now, I had to contemplate that for a little bit, and that's part of the reason I'm doing this episode at all, is because I had to sit there and look in the mirror and say, well, am I being a fake friend? Am I not telling them things that are necessary for them to be told in order for them to pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and kind of dig themselves out of rock bottom? Or are they getting comfortable with the fact that they have someone around constantly to bail them out, to rescue them, to take care of them, because they're unable to do so for themselves or refuse to do so for themselves? So this was something that I had to really, I wrestled with. I didn't like the concept at all, right? I mean, who wants to sit there and look at themselves and be like, you've been a fake friend. You should have told them this from the get-go. But I also know, based on my interactions with this person, what they're capable of handling and what they've shown me they're not capable of handling. Like I said, a person who is easily angered shows me exactly what their limitations are, how much they can tolerate and how much they're not willing to tolerate or aren't able to tolerate. So either I can teach them the tools that they can, you know, reframe an idea so it doesn't trigger them or upset them, or find a way for them to cope a little bit better that isn't stressful to me and isn't stressful to them at all as well. But it really depends on what they're willing to do. Now, a lot of people aren't willing to change, and they're not going to change unless you make it their problem to change. As in, like, until it affects them, they're not going to be willing to look at alternative routes to do things. I've had instances where I've had to threaten to kick somebody out before they realize, oh my gosh, I have a behavior that I'm exhibiting that it is causing so much harm within the household that it's driven this particular friendship to the brink of they're going to kick me out or kick me from the space where I used to feel comfortable. So unfortunately, people do not change unless there is no other choice. And that's part of the reason you see those quotes all the time that says, you know, a letter from the universe, I'm sorry, but if I hadn't made you uncomfortable, you never would have moved. So with that being said, am I a bad friend for holding space for these people? Is there a time limit to how long you should hold space for people? Should you call them out on their bullshit, or should you be gentle about how you let them know that what they're doing is really seriously affecting you? How do you go about doing that? And honestly, there is no right or wrong answer. There is no specific guideline or a process to actually follow. You kind of got to feel it out with each person. Everybody has their own pain threshold. Everybody has, you know, the limit of what they can take and what they can't. And for the most part, unless you make it their problem, they're not going to see a need to actually change anything. Unless you let them know how important it is to you, they're not going to feel the need to adjust anything, because they have what they want. They were loud about it to begin with. So I'm looking forward to finding out what you think about that concept of being a fake friend, and whether or not it's easy, or, you know, what your process is when it comes to taking up space among people who have loud insecurities. And so until the next episode, you guys, I'll catch you later.